You know, this is the first time I kind of got to come back and start. And, you know, one of the things the NFL is doing this week is, you know, saluting our troops. And my dad's actually here today. And I just want to thank all the, you know, servicemen and women who protect us, who give us the ability to do what we do today. You know, the things they face and everything they go through, you know, is much, much worse than anything that, you know, we're battling through right now as a team. So I want to thank all the servicemen and women for everything they do, all their families for the sacrifices that they make and continue to allow us to live and have the freedoms and liberties we, you know, still continue to enjoy. And I want to thank my dad for his service and all the other past vets as well.
Is he still in the service or just is
a vet? No. He's a vet.
What did he serve in?
Vietnam War. He's a Marine.
What's his name?
Ty Quinn. Ty Quinn.
Two words? Ty or one word?
Well, my last name's Quinn. He's my dad.
Ty.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the way you said Ty Quinn,
Yeah, well, I thought we understood the father analogy. Okay.
Sorry
about that. Sorry.
Not to change the subject. With what's been going on with you, with the concussion and then the lack of practice time this week, did you feel like you were prepared going into this game when he put you in?
Look, I don't know. I think, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we didn't do things well enough to win the game today. We didn't sustain enough drives. You know, as far as the situation I was in coming into the game, I mean, that's the situation every backup faces. You know, you're never going to feel like you're prepared as a starter, and rightfully so. So, you know, looking at it, you know, we still got to, you know, go back and watch on film. There's obviously some things that, you know, we got to get better at, we're working on. We got some guys working in here and there, too, that, you know, we got to continue to get more reps and get better at as well.
I'm assuming you're going to start next week. Have you not been told anything in that regard?
No, I mean, and that's another thing. I mean, I'm not going to make any assumptions about anything. You know, we're just trying to continue to try to get better, look at the film, try to find a way to get a win.
I'm not trying to be funny with this question, but with the way you guys are beat up on the offensive line and beat up the receiver, what kind of prize is it right now playing quarterback for this team?
Look, I feel like I'm one of the most privileged people in the world and very blessed to have the opportunity to do what I do. The National Football League is a dream, really. It's something that has, you know, not only changed my life, but will change my family's life forever. And, you know, I don't care what team you're on, what your record is. It is, without a doubt, the best job you could ever have. So I don't care what the circumstances may sound like or look like to everyone else. I love what I do. I love the game of football. And, you know, I always will love being under center and, you know, going back there and slinging the ball around.
You know, with what's going on around here, what do you have realistically to hang your hat on that you guys can get some things done offensively and maybe win some games these last few games?
Well, I think that, you know, past couple of weeks, you know, you saw we actually, you know, we're able to jump out to a lead, which is good, but the fact of the matter is you got to sustain that. You know, you can't, you know, get a lead and not continue to put points on the board, and that's the thing right now is we just got to be more consistent. You know, I think when you look out there, we're definitely leaving some things out there on the field, so it's our job to, you know, find ways of, you know, finding solutions and making things happen out there.
Brady, you knew going into the game there was going to be a little patchwork to the offensive line, some guys, and then of course Brandon goes out. Can you talk about what impact did that have? What things could you? How did that impact the game plan and what you guys wanted to get done today?
I mean, we really try not to allow those sorts of things to impact the game plan. You know, I know it's hard to have a next man up mentality, but I think in this league, in order to be successful, you have to. You know, a guy goes down, someone's got to come in and fill his place, and you know, he's got to be up there at the same level. And that's the thing about the NFL, too, is there's a lot of talent in this league. And there's a lot of guys who have played in this league down the street right now who can come in and fill in and do a great job. So, you know, I really feel like, you know, based on the circumstances, you know, guys like Brian Madison and Russ Hochstein who weren't here on the opening day who come in, I thought they've done a great job for us. A
couple more guys.
As far as the timeline goes, when did you know that you're healthy enough to go into the game, play if you needed to play an extensive amount of time? All that stuff. Like, when did you know that you're 100% good to go?
I was cleared by the team this Friday, you know, and actually, you know, kind of that night and everything, so we found out more or less on Saturday as well.
So going to this game, if Romeo came to you and said, hey, I'm going to make a change right now, you're going to be my starter instead of Matt, you could have done that then?
Well, hold on now. I mean, you got to prepare a guy the whole week. You're going to...
What about health-wise, though? You could have started if you were healthy enough. Not being prepared, but...
Well, I mean, I was active for the game.
Right.
I just played in it, so obviously...
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean, I don't.
You want to rephrase the question a different way? I'm not sure.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
At halftime, what was the conversation like between you and Coach Cornell? And were you surprised knowing that Castle hadn't been injured or hadn't turned the ball over to go in there and be starting?
I mean, you know, I thought you know, he came in and told her he's going to make a change. And, you know, at that point, I think my focus was more on, you know, what do we need to do this, you know, second half? What kind of adjustments are we going to make at halftime? That was really where, you know, kind of everything was at.